With spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
I know the song so well that I was doing little noises.
Honestly, I know all the words to that song. I'm not even cheating, I swear.
Is anyone, you know what I want? I want listeners
really want?
Who are musically inclined
to go fuck themselves.
Because I'm jealous.
Wow.
I want them to cover our theme song live.
Yeah.
If you're in a band, put it in your set. Don't say anything about it.
I want an acoustic version.
I want to see, like, that DJ that you sent us doing the local car commercials. God. I want to see someone put it in their DJ set.
Yes.
And hype up the crowd. Thump, boom, boom,
bam, 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 bam.
I think it would work.
That's almost two on the nose, exactly.
I think it would work.
Yeah.
But somebody doing it at a show where people are not wanting to hear our theme song.
Yeah. I want it to go to number one on the singles chart.
I don't know if my emotions can handle the moment where at a live concert venue, they start playing the Freedom song and no one reacts. And everyone's going, what is this?
I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that.
I do.
Also include a pan of the crowd. So.
But then there's going to be one guy who's like, I actually listen every week.
I went to a Weird Al show without knowing that he was going to.
Little guy.
I went to a Weird Al show without knowing that, you know,
he's weird.
You know,
he's so strange.
And the songs were almost like how they usually are.
I was like, I want to hear
bit,
bad.
But just a little bit different.
I thought it was Wee Ertl Yankovic.
But I didn't.
It's not
I
that
didn't,
portmanteau game.
I didn't remember that he plays like comedy sketches that he's been in, you know. So he played something from Bang Bang and I was in San Diego at a show and just watching it eat shit was like,
wow,
so humiliating to me.
Which one's got the big hand though?
Well, you know, it's basically just like a montage of stuff of like him being mentioned in The Simpsons or his cameo on The Simpsons, you know,
people
or like
nuts for that.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty good little history up on the culture.
Yeah.
He's got to go resume.
But to show a whole sketch from the show and have people just like stare at it. Just
yep.
And a whole stadium of people.
Hurts.
He did that to fuck with you?
He did. He's so mean to me.
He's mean.
Wow.
Like,
he's really mean.
So mean.
Have you seen him in Work in Progress? He's great on that show.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. It's a great show.
Yeah, I heard
he
about that.
He does a great job.
If you had to pick one word, you know how he picked weird?
Yeah.
And you had to pick one word to describe, like as a professional name.
You went into a closet of words.
Dumb Lauren Lapkus. Dumb Lauren.
Dumb Lauren Lapkus. Like everyone on IMDb had to pick one word like he did.
Like what's yours?
Word.
Word, Scott Aherman?
No. I guess lovable.
Lovable Scott. And Paul?
Loud.
Loud Paul.
Loud Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah.
Loud Paul F. Tompkins.
Do you think of yourself as loud?
No, not really.
Do you think you bellow?
Do you think you soul?
Do you think I bellow?
No,
also,
Paul.
Also, very smart reference. I got
Thank
it.
Thank you.
What? Bellows?
Well,
Dr.
you were doing
bellows?
An impression of me in previous episode, and it seemed
you
like you thought
that?
I bellow.
Here's
yeah,
my, here's my
it was
impression.
Last, it was a week ago.
Here's my impression, Paul. Oh, I'm just whispering hello.
What?
You wouldn't even bellow for me.
Oh, I'm whispering.
I'm whispering.
And wait, doesn't featuring, I'm whispering.
Do you think everyone who's ever had an impression done of them gets upset at it the first time they hear it? Don't
they
you think?
Should. I mean, here's it's not upsetting so much as it is, it's shocking. Like, when you see more than one person do an impression of you and you're like, I guess there is a consensus
I was actually wondering this the other day. If someone would do an impression of me, what they would do. Besides when you're just making fun of...
Is that your jacket?
Okay, but besides when you're just making fun of someone.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think... Mm-hmm. Didn't Aisling B do an impression, like... Do an impression of each of us?
She did, but it was very like a quick kind of thing.
It was quick. It didn't end up in...
And I was doing a character, so I didn't get
it. It wasn't during the episode.
Oh, yes. She did it off mic, and she made a mean face when she did it.
but I was listening to her impression of me. I'm like, I don't hear myself in it.
Because she was like, I'm Scott. And I'm very stupid.
Hey, my name's Scott Ackerman. Hello, everybody.
Is that what I sound like? Can I have some cheese?
Can I have some cheese?
I don't sound like that.
I think considering that, I think she was trying to like capture a flavor of everybody very quickly.
Right.
But it's hard. It's also hard, I think, for like male to female or female to male to do an impression of someone. If you can't get that same tone.
It seems like it's easier to do an impression of someone when they are a comedian because they have a certain cadence that cadence that they've perfected,
Exactly.
Yeah.
But so like, you know, when you hear someone do a Louis C.K. impression, James on SNL.
That guy is so funny.
James Austin Johnson.
Yes, he is.
He's so funny, and I've watched SNL every episode ever since. So I do watch it all the time.
The Coneheads,
but
for instance.
I get excited. I don't say I come. I come back, I was going to say, but I said I come, which is going to sound like I want to say something else. But I get excited to watch him every week, and I can't wait to see what he does. And this first week he was so good, and the next week he didn't get to do that much. And I was like, we need more James. The people are here for James.
Who do you think is getting too much screen time?
I don't know, but the first episode he got to do like three or four things, and it was his debut episode, and it really crushed, and
it rocked.
I just want more.
It totally rocked.
It rocked and it ruled, and he crushed it. And he...
Just like Judge Judy.
Oh my God, you're right. She does.
That was the impression I used to do when I was in seventh grade.
Oh, Judge Judy?
No, I don't remember it at all. I honestly don't remember.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's
right. My teachers thought it was really funny.
Lauren, when you were a kid, if someone asked you to do an impression, would you do it or did you get shy about it?
I would often end up doing it, but I would feel uncomfortable at first. But when we went on this trip to England and Scotland in seventh grade, it was
England
sort of like,
Cher?
What the fuck?
It was a special trip. It wasn't...
Your family or the school?
No, it was a school trip. It was...
The entire school?
But not
went
the
to
entire
England?
School. I'm sure you had to pay the money and you had to be in the book.
You had to pay
it was
the
a,
money.
It was a book club thing that we were in, like a reading club, and it was like...
And they only books have books here. In England?
Yeah, what the fuck?
We both went out.
Whatever it was, it was super privileged, for sure. But I got to go to England, and we had a tour guide who was this goofy guy named Parrish. And I was...
Parrish?
And I really hated him. And I was like...
Why did you hate him?
Because he was really annoying. And then I started doing impressions of him, and everyone liked it.
What were some of his catchphrases? Please be quiet. Stop giggling.
He was just a weird guy. And I started doing impressions.
Hi, I'm Parrish.
And I killed with the impressions.
You did him to him, or...
No. He didn't know.
Do you think he is listening right now? Hi, Parrish. Our biggest fan.
I don't know, but...
Do you think he's dead?
God, I hope not.
How old was he?
He was young.
Oh, okay. So he's probably still with us.
He was probably in college.
And he hears your voice. Goes, it's her.
That precocious little child.
Little child that bedeviled me.
It was fun.
It's very hard for me to not go into my Andrew Lloyd Webber voice when I do an English accent. Yeah.
So with your live shows, you did Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yes.
And are you going to do a character every time, or is that just you just change it up every time?
I'm going to say I was thinking I'm going to do a character every time, but I'm not going to trap myself into doing that because then I will start to resent a thing that I decided myself.
That's a good
idea. So it's open. It's like a good thing.
It's like doing this show.
Yeah, like I'm like, it's optional. If I'm going to be on an episode, I'm not going to be on an episode.
Can I tell you what, you sons of bitches? Like today I was real tired coming over here and I was like, how am I going to do it?
Yeah. Well, we shouldn't schedule these at like 2 in the morning.
But he's trying to compliment you, Scott.
I'm glad you brought it up because I don't know why we agreed on that. We're all free. Of course
we're
all free.
Is anyone still going in there have like complimentos, OC, can you say?
Please, honey.
The other thing is we said we would only do them on major holidays.
Okay, what were you going to say? You were home and you were like, I don't want to go. And then you were like, you know what? I have a great time you know when what? I see
I
these
wish
folks.
I'd stay home. No, I do. I have a great time every time.
No, yeah.
It great. Needs a pep in my step, I
it
say.
It makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Is that Parrish?
He puts a pip in my step. I say, it puts a pip in my
You've
step.
You've got to be quiet, little girl. I'm trying to do the tour.
Yeah.
Is that what he sounded like?
Yeah. He wore track jackets. Now, do you this like
track Anfield?
Cool. I think they were just track.
Reverend
just
Run?
Just track.
Yeah, his name was Reverend Run. reality recap. Yeah, who's watching The Bachelorette?
It's boring.
I know.
And she's so great. Scott.
Yeah.
She's great, but it's such a boring season.
It's a really boring season, and the guys are random as hell, if I do say
They're
so
They're all
myself.
Random. Is it over so by random. Now, by the time people are listening to this, hopefully? God.
No, I don't know if it is. Does it end before Christmas?
Who knows? Maybe it ends on Christmas. That would be great.
That'd
maybe
be sound, respect, something fun for the whole family Christmas. To watch.
Yeah. Out of respect to who?
People.
To people or Jesus?
The people
or
of Earth. They're like, look, you should have a nice Christmas season. We're going to end The Bachelor before that starts.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
Jesus was real, and do we all agree that he was real?
You keep bringing him up. You want to go to church, son?
Do you have to go to church this Christmas season?
No,
do you
I
have to
don't.
Go to church right now?
I haven't had to go to church since I was little.
Yeah. So much time. Yeah. So much time wasted there.
Yeah. I honestly didn't waste too much time there. I did a few, you know, major holidays, a little Sunday school as a kid.
I did a few meet and greets, a bit of buffet. Hey, Father, I was
shake,
here, remember?
Grease
I was
a few
here.
Palms, was, shake I, a few hands.
I went to Sunday school for like 2 seconds. I probably whined so much that I didn't
whined,
go anymore.
Dined.
And then I went on Christmas 69. Eve and Easter and that kind of thing. And then by that point, I was like, I'm not going, and nobody could convince me otherwise.
Yeah.
I was trying to think, you know how everyone gets religious when they get older?
It's no.
Like they turn 60 and it's, and you know, just
my
like.
My mom, famously the opposite.
She got less religious.
She became an atheist.
She got religious.
Religious.
Is that a Bill Maher special?
Yeah. Right before dying, religious? After putting in all that time about heaven and whatnot.
Yeah, man. She,
why?
She
I like it.
Started thinking about the Iraq War. This was in the
And she's
mid-2000s.
Like, why would God do this?
This is during the Iraq War?
Pretty much. She was like, this was during the Iraq War. Yeah.
I just liked how you're saying this is the mid 2000s.
Because the Iraq War.
Like,
well, I mean, that's when she was thinking about it as it was happening.
Right.
That's what I meant.
Right.
Not that I was just like trying to tell people
when the Iraq War was.
Hey guys, in case you haven't heard about a war called the Iraq War, it happened in the mid 2000s, and it just ended just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are we? Yeah,
so she was trying to think about. She's trying to. She was raised to believe that God had a reason for everything.
Yeah.
She was trying to think about what reason he could have for the Iraq War, and she
whatever
thought about.
It takes.
She was like thinking all night. It just like unraveled.
It's
like
just so interesting because it's like that's. I think that's really interesting because if you think God has a reason for everything, it's fine that the war was what finally did it for her. But like, I'm sure she witnessed a ton of bad stuff.
But isn't the sure. reason? Isn't the reason that free will? Like, he gives us free will, and so bad stuff has to happen in order to have free will.
Do you know what I mean, else that's is the only reason? Is that you don't think about it too much.
Yeah,
is
that I mean, that's the only reason that
God's
makes sense,
plan
right?
And all that stuff, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because if you get into all the horrors, of
it
course,
hurts.
It's like, why would this happen?
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard when bad things happen and you don't have a reason why.
Is it the Devil's Advocate where he's like, he made a church fall on all these believers?
Right? A church fell on all these believers? The devil?
It's not
Mr. Beelzebub?
No,
Mr.
God did
Bean?
It. It wasn't. It was not
Mr. Bean.
It was not Devil's
Mr.
Advocate.
Mr. Bean.
There's
not
some,
the church
there's
over.
Some movie.
If Mr. Bean was in the Devil's
that
Advocate,
that sounds like something he would do. Though,
that's
Mr.
clumsy. Indeed,
it's very clumsy.
He's not that guy who got over? That turkey on his
that's
head.
That's clumsy. Indeed.
Are you thinking of the Friends? Do you remember when Friends did that?
Friends did it. The same thing Mr. Bean did.
Friends did the Mr. Bean gag with
Fuck
the turkey
them.
On the head.
Them.
That's a classic
they can't do
Friends
that.
Bit.
But I mean, how do you
with
fucking how do you so
rip off
Mr.
Yeah, how do you rip
honestly,
off Mr. Bean?
I think of it as a Friends bit.
It's a Mr. Bean.
And you in the field of comedy.
I know.
Should know your history.
I know.
It was I mean, when I saw that movie at the Galaxy Theater, man, it just brought down the house.
It did. And which, you did on the TV
movie?
Show. That was a repeat gag.
Yeah, jeez, the
what
Friends.
Movie?
Mr. Bean movie.
It's just called the Mr. Bean movie?
I think it was called Bean.
I think it was called
it?
Bean.
Yeah.
Oh my
and
God, you just
like
reminded me
Bob
I got
kind of
that you ate
tickets.
A bean.
No, I was with some boys in middle school and we got tickets to see Bean,
how
but we snuck
right
into a
I was with some boys.
Wait, you
school.
Were gonna go see Bean and you saw
no,
something
we
different?
We pretended to see Bean so we could get the tickets and then we went to something R-rated.
What did you see?
But I need to know what was out at the same time. Now you'd probably know.
Okay.
You don't think about it. Cruel Intentions or some shit.
Well, that was probably PG-13.
Cruel Intentions was PG-13?
I think
Cruel Intentions was PG-13.
I don't think they made that
out.
They wanted
Cruel Intentions was rated. Hold on.
Did you just want to see those two girls kiss?
Cruel Intentions was rated R.
The Line of Spit.
That was rated R?
No, but what was out when Bean was in theaters? How am I going to search Bean?
What is Bean movie
theater?
Didn't see it, snuck in.
Bean movie Cruel theater Intentions. Release weekend.
Put that into Google.
Release date.
Bean movie didn't see it.
It was
snuck
released
in.
October 7th, 1997. October 7th.
Go to 1997 in
movies.
Film.
Okay, wait. Because I want to figure it out.
Go to 1997 in film. Go down to October 7th. You'll see what was out at the same time.
October 7th.
Wait, 1997
movie.
In film?
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, this is like a special website?
No, in Wikipedia. 1997 in film.
In film.
There you go. Boy, this is riveting podcasting.
I think it is because it's like a mystery that must be solved.
Okay, well, Wikipedia has like every movie that was listed in a year by the date that they were.
Okay, hold on.
So then
you
go down to like wide release movies or whatever, and it lists every single movie. Then go down to October.
Then go down to Bean.
Hold on, we can cut this out of
Shout
its form, but
Bean
I am
text
curious.
Thread. Love you guys.
Okay, so
hey, see, Beanheads. Oh, wide release
movies.
Okay.
Then we go down to
Scott's doing like a Minority Report. Where
October,
he's just like swiping left and right.
Everything is shoulder high as well.
We got a red ball.
Wow. Red ball.
Did they call it a red ball?
Give me the red ball, red ball, red ball, red ball.
I'm gonna give it a red ball, red ball, red ball.
Red ball. Okay, so here's what was out.
Bean.
By the way, I don't see Bean on October 7th.
John
17th.
17. Okay, here we go. So here's what was out October 17th. Bean.
My Brother.
Best Men.
No.
The Devil's Advocate.
No way.
Wait,
that is weird.
That is weird that we were talking about Bean and the Devil's Advocate.
I gotta chill.
That's crazy.
My whole back hair is up.
My whole back hair.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
That's it.
That
is scary to boot.
Yeah.
But wasn't that
if
PG-13?
That's rated R,
that
then that's what it was.
R. That's probably rated R, just because it probably had a gory thing in it. But I think of those movies as like PG-13 because nothing really other than
for
Scream.
Babies. I'm not scared.
They're for stupid babies who are 13 years old.
Oh my God. If you're 13, you're a baby.
If you're 13, you're a baby.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
So
it is rated R.
So what'd you think of it when you came out?
Scared of Mr. Bean.
Did you have to? Okay, this happened to me when I went to see.
Has Mr. Bean ever caused a murder in one of his skits?
I hope so.
But wasn't that the most fun when you would buy a ticket for something else and then go to something else?
But so did you have to come up with a cover story? Because I remember this happened to me when I pretended
Bean,
to.
He was sweeping and then he fell on the broom. And I had to pretend to see.
I don't care about Bean.
I had to pretend to see Ghoulies. And instead, what did I say?
I hope you didn't mention that he came out of the toilet because that was only on the poster.
Well, we had to like talk to friends about, okay, what happened in Ghoulies in case she goes, so how was Ghoulies? And you go, oh, it was all right. And she goes, well, what happened in it? You know, and then you got to go, well, the Ghoulies came out. And I tried watching Ghoulies the other day, by the way.
Ghoulies came out.
Can you imagine asking what happened in it? Is that just a way to make sure you actually went?
To make sure you actually went to it, yes. Yeah. So, because my
depends on the parents.
Mom's very suspicious.
Yeah.
Of
and she should because you were lying and cheating.
She was right.
Bad little boy.
Sneaking around.
No, but I do remember this at this particular time. All my Ghoulies information went for naught because she did not care if I had seen Ghoulies or not. But you had to prep. So, did you have to prep about Bean?
I don't think I did. I don't think I did any Bean prep. I soaked Bean in hours.
Don't say it like that.
I soaked the movie Bean in a bowl of water for 4 hours and then I put it on the stove and by then it was all osmosis from there, buddy.
And you lied and saw Osmosis Jones.
And I did, and then I said that part was good when the thing happened.
Do you think anyone's ever seen that movie?
Osmosis Jones? Yeah. What about Orlando Jones? Maybe he did think he was about himself and
I
was like, oh, Osmosis?
I've got to see it.
I wish there was a way to know what the least
they didn't spell my name.
Scene movie
that was famous, but the movie that was most, that was a popular film, but had the lowest box office. I guess we find that.
They've put that out. I think we saw.
I feel like I remembered what held that title at while ago.
Because we rented it and rented a theater to watch it because we made a whole bunch of jokes about it.
Oh, shit.
During the MTV Awards, Jason Mantzoukas kept writing jokes about this one particular film, and it was It's animated. God, what was it? And we rented it and we were like,
Shark
oh
Tale.
Shit. No.
We made so many jokes about it and we're crying laughing about it. And we
this
were
is
like,
familiar. I remember.
And we were like, let's rent it. And then it turned out to be a bummer to watch, but because it was just bad.
It was The Cowardly Little Toaster.
That's not it. At least not the one that
it was a toaster that pretended to be dead so that it wouldn't get
pretend
hurt.
That, is so that we're dead.
And its friends all got hurt.
He's like, my cord's frayed. It won't work.
Anyway. Delgo, that was it. Delgo.
Delgo.
We made so many jokes. So many Delgo jokes.
Thank
and then
you,
we
Josh,
rented Delgo.
Who just emailed us.
Delgo, formerly known as Del Close.
What was Delgo about?
I don't even
Maybe
remember.
Maybe a Delgo ate you, baby.
I got to write it down, though, because I don't think it's on my list of movies I've seen. Delgo.
Lauren always loses it in the second one.
Del went.
Dang. Was that one of the jokes
gone.
That Jason wrote?
Look more like Del Far.
More like Delgano.
More like Del didn't see.
More like Delgado, which like, means thin in Spanish.
More like, dude, did you see Delgo? No, of course you didn't, because no one did.
Dude, where's my Delgo?
Is it in my Ashton Kutcher?
Is it in my Ashton Kutcher?
Are we still playing that game from the last time?
I honestly keep thinking like that. I can't stop.
All right, we have to take a break.
Brain disease.
Can't stop, won't stop. We'll be right back.
Can't stopping is okay, and when you go outside, you are there.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're back.
Okay. We are back, and Paul's got funny glasses on.
I have funny glasses on. I'm a mysterious character. Who am I?
You're the guy
Mr. Magoo.
Who says Dr. Jones.
Mr. Magoo.
May I tell you a story about Mr. Magoo?
I'm taking
I would love to
Scott
hear
now.
A story about Mr. Magoo.
Do you remember the late lamented Jumbo's Clown Room?
Yes.
Yeah, where the titties hang out.
the titties just hang out.
Anymore.
Nope.
Just hang out and have fun
That's
together.
That's all they did.
Yep. It was a sort of indie strip club in LA.
Where it was kind of acceptable for you to say to, like, if you were dating someone, hey, let's go to Jumbo's. That sounds fun.
It's right? alternative.
Sometimes it would be your person's idea.
Yes.
Janie was a big fan of Jumbo's Clown Room.
Right.
Strip clubs are a blast.
Well, not really for men.
We had a great time in one.
Oh, yeah. We went to one in San Francisco,
You gave
right?
me a stack of cash and
that.
Threw it all.
I
that.
Gave you a stack
yeah,
of cash?
Yeah, it was really fun.
I've been to... Maybe somebody gave it to you as a gift?
I don't think so.
What did I
got all these stacks of cash.
Did I have it ready or did I go to the ATM to give it to you?
I don't know, but I was... Because I was throwing a lot of money and then you gave me money and I threw it.
I think you went and got it. I remember hearing about this night.
I was also very, very drunk.
Maybe you wanted it to be thrown, but you didn't want to throw it.
I remember when you guys hatched this scheme to go to this place.
Were you there?
Yes.
It's the oldest strip club in San Francisco.
You were
not
seeing
me
because I went back to my hotel room.
Why did I even go? I don't remember.
Because we were all going.
You guys were all gassing each other up. Like,
no,
we
it was funny. It was Dave Tooney. I remember him.
Yep.
And it was
everyone. It was all my whole team banging.
Yeah, it was your whole team. And I don't, and so
then you were with us somehow.
I remember. Yeah, cool. I was there. Mm-hmm. Someone was telling us about who. Maybe it might have been.
Thomas Lennon?
No. I'll come back to
you
it.
Have to
but,
put it goes in a barrel.
It goes in a barrel.
Listen.
But it's the specific type of wood.
Here's how you can tell. It's a cherry wood. It looks like mahogany, but it's cherry wood.
Yeah, I remember that night.
Mark Evan Jackson.
I remember that time.
Oh, he was there.
That
he was
absolutely
there.
Sounds correct. Yes.
Yeah.
He was there.
I think it might have been him. And so we had a long-ass conversation where we were drinking, and then we went to that strip club, which was across the street or down the...
We Ubered.
We Ubered. I actually got in an Uber.
We did, because we had to get an SUV.
So excited about
it. We had to get an SUV Uber.
Yeah.
And why were we all there?
For Sketchfest.
Oh, okay, but what shows were we doing?
Comedy Bang Bang?
I can't fill in your entire life.
Oh, you know,
why was I there?
It's your blackout.
What was I doing?
and what did I
we
do later?
We were doing Comedy Bang Bang.
And when did I get home?
And I was doing Bangarang.
Mr. Magoo.
Yeah.
Was I right?
So, were you right about what?
When I said that to what you were doing. You put those goggles on.
You were not right. Richard Magoo famously did not use anything to see. He should have.
He didn't have glasses that didn't work?
No, he didn't.
So, you know, Mr. Magoo had those famous broken glasses?
I'm a Jumbo's clown. Yeah, at the start of every cartoon, he's like, I broke up again. Well, I'll just keep walking around.
It's just annoying, like backstory they have to fill in every time.
I mean, nothing ever happens to me. I don't know why I even worry about it.
But
when you see someone with like thick
Coke
bottle.
Mr. Magoo is the original Mr. Bean.
That's true. When you see someone with thick glasses.
No comedy character would call him Mr. before that.
Don't like stand-up comedians when they see someone with thick glasses in the audience go, look at Mr. Magoo over here.
Yes, they do.
But he doesn't have glasses, so it doesn't make sense.
He doesn't.
We got to uncover this. We got to put this online.
Here I am, Jumbo's Clown Room. I'm standing by the bar. One of the dancers gets off stage. She's collecting tips from people. She sees me. I'm wearing glasses.
Mm.
She's walking past me. I give her a tip. She does like a double take, looks at me. She tousles my hair and says, oh, Mr. Magoo.
Wow. So it is a glasses thing.
If people need glasses, that makes them Mr. Magoo.
That's a funny thing to say to somebody. It is. It is funny to say, okay, Mr. Magoo.
Yeah.
That is funny.
We
should say to people with or without glasses.
Because the words are funny. And it is funny to say to somebody without glasses, too.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Magoo. And they're like, why? Because you don't have glasses like Mr. Magoo.
Anyone without glasses is fair game.
Scott, when you were on set and you were looking at your phone when it was like with your whole arm, someone should have gone, okay, Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, someone should have.
Yeah, especially because you were on
I would have fired their ass.
You were on a girder that was being pulled up into the sky.
Did you ever fire someone for being rude to you?
For being rude?
There are a few times where I should have, and I really regret not doing it, but I didn't want the confrontation or whatever.
Mm. You know what I just heard on Deep Dive podcast?
What's up?
With Jessica St. Clair and June Diane Raphael, is that they were talking about the advice, I believe, is from June's father, which was, or maybe it was Jessica's. No, it was Jessica's. If you have the urge to fire someone, do it the first time you think that. Because it will never get better from that point on.
I think about that all the time.
I mean, I don't really have a lot of people that I could fire, but yeah.
I remember one show that we did, the show that Between Two Ferns started on. Eben was the musical director.
Eben Schletter.
I should have fired his ass for it. No.
No!
No. So he was—
Not even as a joke, I don't like
He put together it. A band and—
Very
talented musician. He put together a band that was the live band during the show. I walked in and he was like doing sound check, and it was me arriving, and he had been there for a few hours doing sound check with the sound guy. And I'm like sitting there, and this is the first day on set. I haven't met any of the crew or anything. I'm sitting there, I'm like bopping along to the music, and the sound guy looks over to me and goes, this guy your friend? And I go, yeah. He goes, get better friends.
What?
And, yeah. And I'm like, what? And I go, what do you mean? And I guess they'd been having a disagreement about the sound or something. And I'm like, I should fire this guy. But then I was like, no, just calm down. The guy was the worst the entire show. And during the actual show in front of a live studio audience was talking so loud to his buddy that the audience is like going, what? They're like looking.
And
he's
say,
the sound guy.
It's very rude to say, is this your friend? And you say yes. And then you continue to say something rude.
Yeah. And he didn't know that I was the executive producer of the show. That was the thing. He didn't know who I was. Yeah.
All he knew was you were a human being. And that wasn't enough.
Yeah.
But that's an insane leap to make. Like, now I'm going to say this thing.
Yeah. That's nasty. Wild.
So was he the sound guy for just the music or for the show?
For the show.
Okay.
So that was where I was like, you know what? And it's happened to me a few times since then. I haven't learned my lesson where it's like, if someone is a problem, the first time you meet them, it will affect their work as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, but I just don't like firing anyone. So I just haven't, I haven't learned my lesson.
Fired one person, I think. I fired a manager and it was nerve wracking.
I remember it's so stressful. When I fired my manager, I was in tears on the phone.
Oh, God, I cried.
It was horrible.
Because he had like helped me and loaned me money to get me out of debt and stuff like this. And
mine
he
didn't. That's why I fired him.
He totally got it. And he
was
like,
$5,000.
This is my problem and I'm making it your problem.
Give me $5,000 or else I walk.
Or I'll fire you.
No, he understood and he was like, yeah, I'm not right for your manager anymore. But that's happened a couple of times where people's like he's one of the big creators of Game of Thrones, you know? So it's like,
well,
his career went in a totally different direction. He doesn't do comedy.
This is your ex-manager?
Yeah.
He created
not creators, executive producers.
Still pretty lucky.
Yeah.
June was telling a story about firing her agent on her podcast, and she said she sent a very strongly worded email. Well, strong in that there was no arguing it. It was just our relationship is terminated.
I did mine in person.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had been together for a really long time, and it just wasn't working for me anymore. And I felt like I owed that. It didn't feel right to do it over the phone, and it was fucking horrible. I like went to his office, and he did not want me to leave.
Do you know it was coming or no?
No.
No. I feel like mine knew it was coming. And so so it was fine to be a call. But yeah, it's a bad,
it's so weird. I never thought in my life I'd be in any position to be firing someone way.
But we're three
so
horrible
weird.
Bosses.
They should make a movie about us.
That's why they made that movie about us.
Wait, they should make, that's why
no,
they
that's
named
why
the
they
movie
made
about
the
us.
Movie.
But this is
because of, it's been made.
This is our
didn't
preamble.
Know it. Made one.
Then
this
made.
Is our preamble for firing Josh, by the way.
Josh?
We want you to know how hard it is.
This is not easy for any of us, and we are going to cry.
But we did it in person. We made this whole fake episode just to fire you.
So
that makes
back.
You feel good, right?
Do you remember on Bang Bang, there was a scene where it was supposed to be an emotional moment on the show. And this is one of the episodes.
I don't remember any of that.
You weren't there, dude.
You got to do a newcomer's moment.
I was on CBB, the podcast. There was an emotional moment on the show.
Yeah. No. Yeah. The director said.
Well, why was I off doing newcomers when you were filming the show? That's not, it doesn't make sense.
I'm saying do newcomers about Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh. Because
you don't give a shit about it.
I've never
funny.
Seen the program. It's not true. I've seen a bunch.
You've seen the two you were on.
No, I've seen more.
Okay.
You've seen some of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've seen clips.
I've seen a lot of GIFs.
I haven't watched all 100 and whatever episodes. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. Multiple times I had
I'm
to.
Just kidding.
What if you had?
I do know some people who have shows. Who act in them, they're the creator and executive producer, and then they go, okay, put it together, and then they never watch it after that.
What?
Weird.
Wouldn't you want to know how it was? Because there might be stuff you find annoying.
Nope. They do not care. I've never quite understood that. Anyway, so emotional moment.
I kind of get it. Emotional moment on the show, and then one of the guests said, who was an actor, said, do you want me to cry? And everyone on set went, whoa! And then that actor called their makeup person over who had one of those blowers in the bag.
Right.
Those don't work on me.
They don't work on me either.
It drives me cray cray.
If you don't know, that's a thing that you spray in your eyes and it
it's
irritates
like, no,
your
so
eyes
what, it's
a little
not
bit.
Even spray. It's a menthol
it's
blower and someone comes up and blows through the tube into your eye.
Yeah.
And it does not do anything for
I've
me.
I've used the fake tears or whatever, and those don't even
the
work.
Glycerin?
No,
yeah, the glycerin. I can't.
It's brutal. Because it's so unfair if they work
brutal.
For you. It's like, go, you can just be crying all day long.
Yeah. Some people expect you to be able to cry on cue, and that's such a weird expectation.
I've never understood anyone who can.
I mean, I'm sure I told you the story that Bryce Dallas Howard can cry with whichever eye you point at.
Scott, hold on. Scott, what's the matter?
He's crying.
Wait.
But this is just because he's sad.
Is he doing acting?
Okay, he's trying to cry.
I'm trying. Actually, Zach can. Zach, did he ever do that to you?
Him, yeah. I told you that during a dramatic scene.
Zach is like one of the funniest people on earth. Wouldn't you agree?
I'd agree.
One of.
Oh my God, he's so funny.
But yeah, it's really weird when he goes,
just give me a second.
And then he'll just sit there. And then suddenly, like, a tear will roll down his face. It's like, how are
you
doing
this? Is he
thinking
of something sad, or is he just able to control
it? I don't know!
Oh, don't cry.
Did you see that episode of The Other Two where Drew Tarver cries at the end? It's, like, supposed to be, like, Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah.
But he was really crying.
Well, he's got a lot to cry about.
Yeah.
People like us, you know, it's like hard for us to cry because
we can't really think of anything sad.
We have such love in our lives.
I've never been sad.
I can't think of anything bad. Nope.
We got to cry during this show.
You know what? I even, on the recent episode that came out, I said I don't want to cry on this show.
By the way, I think I've started crying on two of my last Scott Hasn't Seen shows.
Naturally?
One with Mary and one with...
What was making you cry?
Because I was talking about that goddamn song again that I brought up on this show.
Barbecue Stand On My Way t-shirt?
Yes. The Applebee's cookie Oreo shake song. No. The Brad Paisley song I've talked about on
the
show.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm making a country playlist.
Accidental racism.
The adoption. He didn't have to be. I started talking about the whole reason behind that because Mary was like...
Okay, don't get into it. But I am making a country playlist, and I got so many submissions for my Instagram story that I cannot possibly go through them all. I screenshot like a few pages.
Did you see mine?
I did, because I think they put people that I follow at the top.
Mine was a good one, not like a bad one.
What was it again?
Anything by Bobby Gentry.
Okay, well, I'm going to start putting the list together, and I think the thing is my actual interest with country is the really bad country that's coming out nowadays. Where it's kind of like there's like a remix element to it, sort of, you know?
Right, with
it's the
Oreo shake guy, because all of a sudden in the middle he has that hip hop beat going boom, boom, boom.
That's the kind
boom,
of thing I like.
That shit so
What's
much.
The name of that song? Because I think a lot of people end up
Applebee's and the milkshake, and we stay around and we get baked, and then
everyone
you go
looks
down.
Like us, and that's how we like it.
I'm gonna play it.
I do like the recent Kulop and I were talking.
Fancy like. I did get this
Fancy
suggestion
like,
yeah. a few times.
Kulop and I were talking about the recent, I don't know if it's a trend, but or at least something that's happening, which is good, about black people are being country stars now.
Oh, yeah,
now,
that's actually how I'm getting into this, because the guy from Dancing with the Stars,
Jimmy
Allen, I think is his name.
Yeah, he's great.
That's how I started listening to it yesterday.
And on the American Music Awards, there were like two other singers that were doing
okay,
it.
Okay, here's this song.
Charlie Pride, pioneering black country artist.
Right.
Died of COVID at the country music.
I don't think this song should be
country music.
He got COVID.
I don't think this song should be playing under this.
Well, the wingo, go, gringo, go, gringo. Jingle, grigga, gringo. So this song is basically all about how normally they can only afford to eat at Wendy's.
Sure.
But on date night, they go to Applebee's,
right?
And they get the Oreo shake.
When's the last time you think this guy's been to either one of those places?
He might be
probably the day
past.
Before he wrote this song, and then he's never been back. Does Applebee's love that? They must
love
this song.
They gotta love it
because it makes me want to go to Applebee's. Even though what was the last time you ever went to an Applebee's?
I told you that story. When I had a gift card to Applebee's, and I was with, I think I told this. Laura Wilcox and I were in Austin, Texas, doing an all-female improv festival, and we were really broke, and we brought
Sounds
peanut
like
butter
a great
and,
place to pick up chicks.
And bread to our hotel that we were eating, mostly peanut butter sandwiches that we were making. Mm-hmm. But I had this gift card for $25 to Applebee's, and we were like, let's go use it. We took possibly one or two buses, and then we walked on the side of a highway, right. And then we had Applebee's, and then we probably both had Hershey squirts, and then we came home.
Jesus Christ.
I bet an all-female
That's
improv,
the last time I remember.
An all-female improv festival has to just be filled with Hershey squirts.
Come on.
Wait. Is Applebee's... I think I also ate there. Actually, weirdly, I think I also ate there with Mike when he was meeting my parents, which we never go to Applebee's.
In Chicago?
Yeah, but it was like a random thing we were doing.
So random.
It was just
random.
We never go out to eat at all. And we went to Applebee's, and then and Mike tried to show my dad that he was learning Lithuanian.
Oh, no.
And my dad was like...
Oh, no.
He said something in Lithuanian. And my dad goes, no.
No.
And then they were like, Dad, dude, they're the best of friends now. They went to Cambodia together.
They went to Cambodia together.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
I think you would like Maren Morris as somebody that you should get into.
Oh, yeah. Maren Morris is great. She's one of the high women.
I never remember all of this.
She's one of the high women.
What's that?
You'd like the high women. Put down the high women.
Brandi Carlile.
Brandi Carlile you'd love, too.
What is the
name? We just saw her Maren live. Morris. On the beach.
M-A-R-C. M-A-R-O-N.
M-A-R-C?
W-T-F. M-A-R-O-N.
Okay. Okay, I got it. I got it. I'll hit follow.
Yeah. Maren Morris and the High Women
so
and Brandi
Carlile. So on
the
finale of Dancing with the Stars, did you watch it?
Yes.
I love
wait,
who
wait,
won.
Wait. Do the jingle.
Reality
Dancing with the Stars.
No, Reality Recap.
It's your segment.
Reality Recap, yeah. So Dancing with the Stars, I've been watching every week. I love it so much. Iman
This is the
Schumpert.
Only season we've ever watched,
Iman
by the way.
Was on it?
He won.
Iman Schumpert.
Iman, not David Bowie's Iman.
That's the only Iman in my life.
Okay.
He is fantastic. His dance to the style of Us, the movie Us.
Oh, yeah, the Us. That's an incredible that was, dance.
What? Oh, my God. They did like a horror night because it was Halloween.
It was Halloween week and they did a whole Us dance and
Paul,
it was
you don't
great.
Know. I'm going to send it to you later. It's fantastic.
They didn't do Monster Mash. They should have.
Opportunity.
But he was my favorite, and I got such a crush on him. He was so fun to watch. He was so, like, happy and, like, being really funny and, like, having a good time and being earnest and, like, really a good dancer. It was just great.
This is basically you, and I was, you know, I've talked to Nikki Glaser about this, but, like, would you go on Dancing with the Stars?
I say to Mike all the time I would like to be on Dancing with the Stars. I think it'd be really embarrassing, ultimately. Like, I think I would
because
be,
would
I'd be so bad. But there's...
Why do you think you'd be so bad, though?
I don't know, but there's two types of dance that I think are fun that I would like to do.
Cha-cha.
The Jive.
Okay.
And then that's the other one that's really fun like that.
I can't remember.
But there's another one that's kind of footworky like that. And I think that's really fun
the
when they're like kind of like.
But what if you were good? Like you couldn't be as bad as the worst guy this year.
Well, yeah, because I'm a performer. I would at least like be trying. I just don't know that
good. They work with you to such an extent that maybe you'd be good. I mean, Nikki Glaser talked about how hard it was.
Yeah,
but,
I think physically it must be.
Don't talk her out of how bad she might be. I think you would be terrible.
I think
Paul and I are never going to get the call.
Never.
Okay.
You are the only person who's going to get that call.
Do it for us, Lauren.
I'm intrigued. So what does Nikki
Our careers
feel?
Are almost over.
Oh,
yes,
God. You
thank
guys,
God.
What is
so
Nikki,
my life is.
What does Nikki think now? Is she glad she did it?
She's glad she did it. She's often pitched the producers like doing a best of the worst season because she got kicked out first.
Yeah, she was
which
the first
is just humiliating. But yeah, I mean, it's... I mean, that's what's weird is like on her season, she happened to be kicked out first. Like this year, the dude from Cobra Kai was so fucking bad.
Which
like
one?
The old man.
The
John Kreese?
Yeah, Kreese.
What's the actor's name?
I can't remember, but he didn't even dance. He basically walked around the room pointing at people. And it was very
weird.
Wait,
I could do that?
But like Melora Hardin was on.
Wait,
and
hold
she
on
was
a second.
So
who's
good.
This Iman fellow? What is he
He's an NBA
of?
Player.
He's an NBA player.
Oh, okay.
He's great. I'm going to send you the dance.
How tall is he?
Really tall.
Six, probably five. And then his partner was 5'5", I think.
I heard that tall people can't dance very well.
That's the thing. He talks about it. He had
No. Because a lot of NBA players.
Adjust his frame.
The NBA players are honestly usually really bad because they're endearing, but they're not fluid in the way that you would think.
Because their center of gravity is in their chest.
I don't know.
Well, it's their center of gravity is usually in the basketball that they're holding.
But Iman
That's
was
really
fantastic.
Good.
So what Iman did...
And he was the first NBA player to win.
They let him hold a basketball the entire time that he was dancing.
So he's comfortable.
But he won?
He,
yes,
won,
he won,
Paul.
I feel like I'm all caught up.
Yes. Okay, I had to say it five times.
That's how it ends.
We don't have to talk about it for another year. Reality
anyway,
recap, no.
I like that show. It's a good show.
I used to watch So You Think You Can Dance. That was our
cool
show.
Up, love that.
Mike used to watch that too. I got him into Dancing with the Stars.
So let's all dance. I mean, I was horrible at dancing.
Okay. La, 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 la,
but let's get on.
We're doing it, guys. I wish you could see this.
Let's get on Dancing with the Stars as a trio.
What if we did a shitty
and then we have to dance.
Of it.
We have to dance with three professionals, all in a circle.
Do you ever feel bad for Josh?
It's interesting.
You ever look over and just go, "Poor Josh has to listen to us talk."
I think he has fun.
He has fun. What about the listeners?
The listeners, it's different.
Jesus.
Than
Jesus.
Oh my God.
What's the matter?
Also, TV recap. Yeah, Dexter's back. I love Dexter.
Who gives a shit?
I love Dexter. It's one of my favorite shows. Oh my God.
Maybe they were the monster.
It's one of my favorite shows.
There's two monsters.
And the new one is good.
Dexter. Suck it.
You don't like Dexter? Did you watch 6 Feet Under?
Yeah, I love 6 Feet Under.
Such a good show.
I didn't like 6 Feet Under.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
All of it.
No, you didn't. You didn't like it?
I watched every episode.
Maybe I just loved the last episode.
I didn't like it because here's why I didn't like it.
You didn't like the episode?
No, I love the last episode. I still think it's one of the best episodes.
Last episode is one of the best episodes of TV has ever been.
Last episode, what are the best episodes you've ever seen?
I would say that and the last episode of Comedy Bang Bang are like the two best.
The last episode of 6 Feet Under, if you've watched it all, you will be sobbing. Paul?
Didn't sob.
Wow.
But the reason I didn't like the show is, first of all, dysfunctional family, not always fun, but I'm not a baby. I can watch a show like that.
Sure.
But the thing that bothered me about it was that...
The gay people?
The gay person.
Oh. Well, he had a husband.
I didn't mind him.
You didn't think that husband was gay?
The thing that bothered me about it was they never had moments of unity among the siblings or... Somebody was closer to the mother
Realistic.
Or whatever. You know what I mean? It was like,
that's your jacket.
That would have made it, like, they just all hated each other all the time. And it got to be very
but
depressing for me.
But they didn't always hate, because like Nate, like there was love for Nate.
After he died?
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. You've had your chances. You've had your chances.
That was
your
tragic to me.
Put your chances in your jacket. Narm.
I like to see Peter Krause on other shows because then he's not dead anymore.
Sure.
Has he ever done anything as good?
Oh, my God. As good, I don't know. But he's done a lot of stuff.
He's
Parenthood, 911.
Oh, yeah. Parenthood. He was good in that. You know.
Sports Night.
What? Do you like? Okay, so you don't like watching... Shows where
I don't like it when everyone just hates each other all the time.
Right. Well, that's
you know what show you'd like? Ted Lasso. It's very nice.
They even had to turn a guy into a villain on that show.
Well,
they're
people
like,
need it to
the
be
second
realistic.
Season. Everyone's too nice. We got to make this one guy bad now.
I haven't watched the second season.
Well, if you had a show,
yeah,
and I think you should. Paul, if you had a show, like, would you, and you, what kind of family dynamics are you interested in exploring?
I think the family dynamic, I think, first of all, I think most families are dysfunctional, I think, and the more people you add to them, the worse it's going to get.
Right.
I think that I like to see the alliances that people have. That's more interesting to me.
Because people team up on each
and
other.
And it shifts, you know? Like
that
it,
is
it, depending on the situation, like things move around.
I feel like 6 Feet Under did that a little. Krause with the sister sometimes. They always liked each other. But
I'm trying to think of other shows. Like, did Transparent do that a bit?
That was?
I didn't watch much of that.
Okay.
But I think, Paul, I was thinking about this
the
other day.
This.
I think you should have a show.
What show do you think that should be?
It should be called Mr. Magoo. And in it, you do not
you
wear
do not
glasses.
Have glasses, and everyone understands it.
But is he looking for glasses? What does he want?
He is you, and you are looking for Mr. Magoo.
I am Mr. Magoo, but I'm looking for Mr. Magoo.
You don't realize that you are because you can't see.
Looking
can't.
For
if
Mr. Magoo.
If I looked
Magoo.
In the mirror, I would know there he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But it's a body swap, and you won't look down.
But I don't know that I'm Mr. Magoo.
You don't
I
know
do
you're
know.
Mr. Magoo.
I don't know Mr. Magoo, but I know I have to find Mr. Magoo.
Yes. It's basically.
You saw a sign that's
like
missing Mr. Magoo.
So I could see the sign.
The movie's called Missing Mr. Magoo Memento.
And now it's not a show anymore.
No. It's an experience.
Mr. Magoo Memento.
It's a theme park. All right, we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And we're back. And I wanted to give you a little game called Threacher. And this little game is a feature. It's a little something that we do when we play together to wrap up the show. And this one is called Name That One Word Monotune.
It's Name That One Word Monotune.
Name That One Word Monotune.
Submitted by JD. One person sings
JD,
a juvenile
Salinger?
Delinquent? Oh, we both had a thing. Wow.
One person sings a song using one word not related to the song and one note. You may only change the word by elongating it.
Wait.
Do not alter the note. Example.
Okay, example. Thank God. Oh my God, thank God.
I was frog, frog, frog. I added a melody.
What the fuck?
Why were you saying frog so many times?
Because that's what was listed here. You have to use a word that's not in the song.
That
you're singing an actual melody of an existing song.
And so frog is not related to the song you're singing where you're not singing the melody. Okay,
and
I got it.
And you weren't monotone.
The national anthem?
So wait, we're supposed to know it by the beat of the words?
I don't get this game.
Why did you? By the way, you didn't even.
That was Hotel California, my dear.
Like, usually we talk about this during the break, clear it and go, do you want to play this? You just said, okay, here we go.
I said I found one. Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Okay, I think it'll be funny. I will do it again just to get everyone excited and get into it.
Do the exact same thing.
Let me think of a song. Okay, and then my word is, you want to give me a word?
Sure. Piano.
Piano.
Does that have to be one
syllable? Yeah, does that have to be one syllable?
Piano, P-N.
Oh, no.
No. No, this isn't a thing.
How about shirt?
How about shirt?
Shirt.
But, okay, are you doing monotone or are you doing melody?
Shirt.
No. This doesn't work.
Try it. That's the way, I like it.
Shirt.
But you did a melody.
Did I shirt?
That time you did not do it.
That one I actually can figure it out.
Okay, yeah, I got one. I got one. Give me a one syllable word.
Oh, we're going counterclockwise.
But.
Sure.
Good one.
But, okay.
Because then he's going to look dumb when he says it.
Yeah.
But.
Funky town.
But.
I hate this.
I'll try shirt. Shirt.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Shirt.
Mr. Roboto.
Yes. See?
Thank you very much, Mr. Robot Shirt. Okay.
Mr. Robot Shirt.
Your turn.
Okay.
The word is.
Do you want a word?
Yes.
The word is.
Please.
Oh, that's a sweet word.
Here we go. Whew.
Please.
It was Jingle Bells for a minute.
Please. You're still going a melody.
Please.
It has to be monotone.
Please.
Please.
What are you begging for?
I can't get it. Do it with a melody now.
Okay, no. Okay, yeah, do it.
Maybe that'll help.
Please, 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 please. Please, 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 please.
Oh, the gambler.
Yes, Jesus Christ almighty.
Please, blank the gambler.
Eyes, blank eyes. Okay, here's mine. Give me a word.
Barn.
You're so mad. Barn, 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 barn,
barn. You are doing barn, barn.
Bringing the sheaves.
Barn, 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 barn,
barn, barn. God damn it, this sucks.
Now do it with the melody.
Do it with the melody.
Barn, 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 barn.
Sounds exactly the same.
Barn, 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 barn. Burn, 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 burn.
I don't know.
My heart will go on.
Oh!
Which part were you doing?
The whole thing. That every time I see you.
No one knows that part.
Yeah, do the chorus.
Near, far, wherever you are. That's the part you do.
Barn, 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 barn.
Yeah, we would have gotten that.
Barn, 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 barn,
barn. Oh, my God.
Give me a word.
Barn.
Nail.
Nail.
Barn, 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 barn.
Now I know.
Nail, 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 nail. Nail, 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 nail.
The body's at the front.
Nail, 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 nail.
How my heart
will go on. Nail, 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 nail.
I don't know. What is it?
Nail, 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 nail.
Do the melody.
Nail, 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 nail,
fancy light,
nail, 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 nail,
MLB's out of school with the Oreo shape,
nail, 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 nail.
Mike hates that I'm listening to this country stuff. Okay, wait, let's do one more round, everyone.
Everyone,
everyone.
Okay, let's do one together. I'll whisper the song to you guys, and the audience is to guess.
Okay. Or text it to us.
To guess. How will we know when they guess?
Josh has to guess. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to text you.
Text us this secret song. And this is one we'll do together, like we're going to do Dancing with the Stars together.
Yes. And we agreed to do the chorus and not the first line.
I'm hiding my phone from Josh.
Yeah, me too, which I usually do.
Okay.
Nail, 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 nail.
Wait, what you're word? Doing it? What's the word?
No.
Josh, word.
Oh, okay.
A word.
Josh, give us a word.
Josh, okay.
Josh, here we go.
Josh,
Josh, Josh, Josh,
Josh.
Josh, 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 Josh,
Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh,
Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh,
Josh,
Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh,
Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh,
Josh, Josh, Josh, Josh.
This doesn't all go together. One at a time.
I was doing the chorus.
Yes.
Josh, 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 Josh,
Josh, Josh, Josh.
YMCA.
Yeah, but I did have.
You mean Josh, 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 Josh?
And that's how you play Josh, 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 Josh.
And that's the game called Josh, Josh, Josh,
Josh, Josh.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We hope that you have a wonderful holiday season.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Oh, it's all happening now, baby. We're in the midst. No, we're in it.
Play this with your family. See how long they can take it.
Yeah, and then you'll end up like the family on Six Feet Under.
Oh my God.
All right, we are Threedom USA on Instagram and Twitter. ThreedomUSA@gmail.com. If you want to send us a threecher, we love you.
And make sure you sign up and subscribe to the show, and you can hear ad-free versions on both Stitcher Premium and CBBWorld.com.
That sounds great to me.
That sounds
Follow
crazy.
Follow us on Instagram and be sure to comment on everything.
Follow us on Instagram.
And we probably have a new intern at this point, right? Or
we definitely
one?
Do. She's been fired.
Madison was terrible.
Madison was
She's
bad.
Been fired.
Madison was fired?
How old was she?
I had to give her a talking to on the phone.
Does that mean you fired
she
her?
She was...
You didn't bring this up when we were talking about firing
She
people.
Looked like she was 10 years old.
Fired so many of our interns.
I didn't want to bring it up.
She looked like she was 10 years old.
She might have been. She refused to show me her birth certificate. She told me she was 18.
Lauren, you got played.
I know. And next time, I'm not going to do it. So the rules for the next intern are they have to be older than 18.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be live within the state because she was in Ohio, which was a problem for me.
Oh.
She never mentioned that, but it was Jesus. An issue. Yeah.
Well, why does that matter if she's just
I want to be able to interact with this person. So I'm going to need them to be 18 in their time zone, and they might have to show up to a recording or two.
Okay.
To kind of learn, because I need them to know what the show is about.
Should they be 21 so they can, like,
21
buy drinks for us,
buy
too?
Us alcohol,
I think
yeah.
they should also be hot.
You said this last time, but I did not follow that, obviously. I chose a child.
Let's try...
Let's try
it this time, like an adult who is hot.
Okay. Like a 10.
Because it's easier 10. To work
and,
with
and
someone
an LA 10.
An LA 10, so not an Ohio
Midwest 10. An LA 10 is an Illinois million.
Yeah. So get like, make sure that, like...
Million.
Paul and I sign off on this intern because, you know,
it's
the
fine.
Last couple have been...
Okay, so
it doesn't have to be a woman either.
The next one I will be sending to you to review
Great.
Their resume before
okay.
I let them have the password.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
All right.
All right, everyone. Remember this holiday season, let your
bodies
hit the floor.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.